Saturday, May 10th. Feast of St. Antoninus. The lesson, excerpts from Ecclesiasticus chapter 44 and 45. Behold a great priest, who in his days pleased God, and was found just, and in the time of wrath was made a reconciliation. There was not any found like to him, who kept the law of the Most High. Therefore by an oath the Lord made him increase among his people. He gave him the blessing of all nations, and confirmed his covenant upon his head. He acknowledged him in his blessings, he preserved for him his mercy, and he found grace before the eyes of the Lord. He glorified him in the sight of kings, and gave him a crown of glory. He made an everlasting covenant with him, and gave him a great priesthood, and made him blessed in glory, to execute the office of the priesthood and to have praise in his name, and to offer to him worthy incense for an odor of sweetness. The Gospel from Matthew 25, verses 14 through 23. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. A man going into a far country called his servants and delivered to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to everyone according to his proper ability. And immediately he took his journey. And he that had received the 5 talents went his way and traded with the same and gained another 5. And in like manner he that had received the 2 gained other 2. But he that had received the 1, going his way, digged into the earth and hid his Lord's money. But after a long time the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And he that had received the 5 talents, coming, brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou didst deliver to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained other 5 over and above. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst 2 talents to me. Behold, I have gained other 2. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Haydock Commentary. In the parable of the talents, the master is God, the talents are graces. From this it appears we can do no good of ourselves, but only by means of God's grace, though he requires our cooperation, since the servants could only make use of the talents given them to gain others. It is also worthy of remark that both he who received 5 and he who received only 2 talents received an equal reward entering into the joy of our Lord, which shows that only an account will be taken according to what we have received, and that however mean and despicable our abilities may be, we still have an equal facility with the most learned of entering into heaven. The servant to whom the 5 talents were delivered is allegorically explained of the faithful adorers of God in the Jewish law, who, departing from it, became followers of Christ, and therefore deserving of a double recompense. The servant to whom the 2 talents were delivered is understood of the Gentiles, who were justified in the faith and confession of the Father and the Son, and confessed our Lord Jesus Christ, God and man, composed of body and soul. And as the people of the Jews doubled the 5 talents they received, so the Gentiles, by the duplication of their 2 talents, merited a double recompense also. But the servant who received only 1 talent and hid it in the ground represented such of the Jews as persisted in the observation of the old law and thus kept their talent buried in the ground for fear the Gentiles should be converted. So says St. Hilary. The man who hid his 1 talent represents all those who, having received any good quality, whether mental or corporal, employ it only on earthly things. So says St. Gregory. Origen is also of the same sentiment. If you see anyone, says he, who has received from God the gift of teaching and instructing others to salvation, yet will not exercise himself in this function, he buries his talent in the ground, like this unworthy servant, and must expect to receive the like reward. The Master returned after a long time, which represents the time that is to intervene between our Savior's ascension and his last coming. For as he is the Master who went into a far country, that is, to heaven, after he had inculcated the relative duties of each man in his respective state of life, so shall he come at the last day and reckon with all men, commending those who have employed their talents well, and punishing such as have made a bad use of them. So says St. Jerome. This parable shows that free will, aided by the grace of God, does evidently merit